And hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in on a Sunday evening. Late Sunday evening, I should say, for me. But I'll give you some sports news that you can't get enough of. Let me get started here. NFL football can't be more exciting than this. The Cincinnati Bengals beat up on the Kansas City Chiefs. They will be going to the Super Bowl. Yes, indeed. Cincinnati was 18 points down. Finally tied the game on up, took it to overtime, and they swooped it away as they say Big Money McPherson, as they call him, or Mad Money McPherson, as I call him, kicked a field goal, and that took care of the KC Chiefs for the rest of the year. Yes, again, the Bengals are going to the Super Bowl. I know they're partying in Cincinnati and part of Kentucky as well. Oh, my. Oh, my. Right now, what's going on is the 49ers and the Rams are playing in the fourth quarter. Okay, with about 7 minutes left. 49ers are leading the Rams by a score of 17-14. A lot of action in that game. Right now, the Rams are going down the field like a hog going after slop in order to either tie the game or get a touchdown and go ahead. We'll keep you abreast of what's going on. As right now, and I just got it, the Rams have just tied the 49ers by a score of 17-17. Look out, boys and girls, more football to come about there. This game is not over. It's not over at all. The Detroit Pistons played this evening at 6 o'clock game. And yes, with a lot of downfalls there, they did not turn the ball over. They only turned the ball over 9 times in the game, period, versus the last time they played the Cleveland Cavaliers. They turned it over 22 times. That equaled into 27 Cavalier points. They lost that particular game. Today is a different story as the Pistons kept the turnovers down. They went by final score 115-105 at Little Caesars Arena. Kate Cunningham hits a triple-double, his second triple-double of his career. The Pistons win a game tonight. Last night, the Red Wings played at home. They played the Toronto Maple Leafs. And the Maple Leafs beat the slop out of the Red Wings by a score of 7-4. Little I say that the Red Wings had a good lead, and Toronto came back with 5 unanswered goals. There's nothing you can do about that, but again, they got to look at the defense, look at how they're playing, and the attitude of the players that are playing the game there. So Red Wings are still even up, but again, they got to do a lot of work in the back rooms. It's called practice or whatever it's called for them in order to get better there. They can't keep going back and forth. Or as my mother used to say, packing it and turning it. Ronda Rousey and Brock Lesnar last night for the WWE Royal Rumble winners. Say that 99 times there. Royal Rumble winners. And that they were. The Royal Rumble saw the return of Ronda Rousey last night and other ridiculous women stars there. Excuse me, boys and girls. But Ronda Rousey came in and did her job, and she is now looking forward for a battle in WrestleMania. Rousey won the women's version of the Royal Rumble. And that is it there. We'll see Monday Night Raw how that's going to turn out. Brock Lesnar lost his first title to Bobby Lashley last night thanks to interference by Roman Reigns. However, Lesnar came in as a 30th participant in the Royal Rumble last night, and he cleaned house, and that gave him a victory. So it's not over. Lesnar now can choose what championship he wants to face in the Royal Rumble. either Lashley or Reigns. 9 times out of 10, my money is picked on. He's going to go after Roman Reigns. The Universal Championship, by the way, here, Seth Rollins defeat Roman Reigns on a via disqualification as Roman Reigns went on the nut. Paid him back for those chair, that chair that went inside the backside of Roman Reigns long, five years ago. When Triple H was a very big influence on Seth Rollins there. We'll probably talk about that tomorrow some more on the Game Sports Show on News Talk 1400 there with Scott Nason, Dave McCaig, and friends. Jeremy Colito has been elevated to head coach of the Canadiens men's hockey team for Beijing Olympics after Claude Julien was sidelined by injury. Hockey Canada say that Julien slipped on the ice and fractured his ribs during a training camp in Switzerland, and the medical staff determined that he won't be able to fly to China for the game. So he is out. Substitute is in for the Canadian team as they go to, to China. Beijing, China, that is, for the Olympic Games, which is now only 4 days away. Rafael Nadal, he wins the Australian Open with his 21st Grand Slam win, and he did it in very, very stylish way there. Barty, for the ladies, and a fellow Australian, wins the Australian women's portion of the Grand Slam for her first time, long time that an Australian has won in Australian in their own open there. So congratulations to Miss Barty as well there. Now, after 22 years and 365 games and 7 Super Bowl wins, Tom Brady, who famously went from the late round in draft, a 6th round, by the way, he was picked. Picked underdog to the NFL legend. Is now reported that he's going to be calling it quits. The future Hall of Fame quarterback will reportedly retire from the NFL, according to ESPN's Jeff Darlington and Adam Scheffler, who's been feeding off the slop here on this particular deal. Although the lawyers and the agents and all the handlers from Brady's camp say right now Brady has not made anything official, ESPN is sticking to their story and giving all kind of raps and all kind of films. It's sad to see Tom Brady go. You know, if this week Tom Brady said, I'm going to stay for one more year, I'm going to laugh my you-know-what off. But right now, we'll look at the report that ESPN is sticking by. Again, Jeff Darlington and Adam Scheffler report that Brady is going to retire probably this week. The University of Detroit men's basketball team will be in action on Monday the 31st as the Titans will host the University of Michigan Dearborn at historic Dick Vitale Court at Callahan Hall there. He'll be doing his thing. They'll be doing their thing, I should say. Couple games were canceled for UAD and Oakland. They played their round and whatnot there. But, again, it's pretty sticky indeed with the Horizon League as games are being canceled left and right there. But they'll be playing tomorrow, hopefully, without no complications at Callahan Hall, a homer-type of game there. University of Michigan of Dearborn. They're NAIA team, by the way. Yeah. You figure it out. You just got to get those games in. In women's basketball, RMU beat Detroit Mercy by a score of 68-56. Oakland University, these are the women, of course, I'm talking about, beat Youngstown State by a score of 56-52. University of Michigan lost to Michigan State yesterday up in East Lansing there. And, you know what? University of Michigan got a lot of work to do, but they don't look too far off as they have won the last three out of four games they have played in there. So University of Michigan seems like they're getting back on the beam, but Michigan State was not having none of it in their house. I'm going to tell you. That was the men's basketball, of course, I was talking about just then. Volunteers registration for the 2022 Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. They're looking for approximately 500 additional volunteers for the final event going to be held on Belle Isle. Anyone interested in learning more and signing up to become a DGPA member or volunteer for the 2022 season for the Grand Prix, that is, at Belle Isle, they can just go visit www.detroitgp, that's the capital GP.com, and select the volunteer link on the website for that there. And all is well right now as it's still is 17-17. With about 4 minutes to go in the game where the 49ers and the Rams are playing at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. It won't be long now as we'll get or have our two opponents who are going to be in the Super Bowl. In just 2 weeks here, then football will be over. The All-Star game next week, get involved and maybe watch it or not there. Me, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do here about that. But anyway, Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Hey, you can check Butch on Sports on Facebook always, boys and girls, Butch on Sports on Facebook. Or you can go to... And I repeat, you can go to the homepage of Butch on Sports at Podomatic.com. You can just type in SimplyButtoO.Podomatic.com. And you can go there and do your thing. Or you can go to the Game Sports Show at thegamesportsshow.podbean.com and get on the... Click on in the link on Butch on Sports, including all the other great shows on the Game Sports Show guest list there of shows and family entertainment. And again, check me on out and myself with Scott Nason and also Dave McKay with special guests always, of course, on the Game Sports Show on News Talk 1400. I got to get all that together, all those changes or something else. Hey, I'm Simply Butch. Have a good beginning of the week. Enjoy the football game again, 17-17, 49ers. Catch the rest of it because I'm going to do the same. Hey, talk to you later.